It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chase Kaiser here at the Fort Recovery Softball Complex, where our own Fort Recovery Indians are going to be taking on the Rooster Raiders here in some softball action on this fine Saturday afternoon. Currently up to bat for the Raiders is center fielder Reese Gobo. And pitching for the Indians is Brittany Tebby. First pitch has come in. Make it 1-1 count on Gobo. Next pitch comes in. This one a hard hit center field. Chased down by Emma Will. Bounces over the fence. First hit of the game. Home run for Gobo. Setting the Raiders up 1 in the game. Got a real good piece of that one. Sent it right over that fence to start off the game for the Raiders. Out in the field for your Indians. Again, pitching is number 11, Brittany Tebby. The catcher is number 28, Kylie Post. At first base is Sophie Pearson, number 2. Second base is Kayla Heikamp, number 21. Shortstop is number 1, Callie Wendell. Third baseman is number 44, Maddie Gingbiller. Left fielder is number 3, Ava Shane. Center fielder is number 9, Emma Will. And the right fielder is number 4, Audra Bupp. Up to the plate for the Raiders is the shortstop, Simone Putoff. First pitch in, strike. Second one, line drive down the middle. Reach and grab by Brittany Tebby, the pitcher. That gives it one out for the Indians. Next up for the Raiders is the pitcher, McKenna Hoing. Her first time up for tonight. One out for the Indians. First pitch is in. Strike. Next pitch gets lined up. Here comes. This one a foul ball. Hits the net. Comes back down. That'd be strike 2. Hoing steps back into the box again. This one another hard hit down the right field line. Falls foul. Sending her back to the plate to face another pitch here. Tebby steps back onto the rubber. Ready to deliver next pitch. This one a hard line drive in between the second base and shortstop. Recovered by center fielder Emma Will, third into second. Hoing makes it to first easy. First base hit. Bringing up Kelby Dosick, the first baseman for the Raiders, up to bat. Facing one out in the inning. Pitch from Tebby comes in. This one just slightly outside, ball 1. Pitch. Next one, swing and a miss. Strike 1. Runner's going to second. Makes it safe. First baseman, so Pearson swings around to tag, but runner was gone. Ball's too late to second, allowing Hoing to make it to second base on that run, on that stolen base. Now runner on second, 1-1 count, one out. Kelby Dosick up in the box. Next pitch comes in, ball low. Next pitch in, this one high, it's ball three.
Really? So that was the first batter?
Tebby winds up again, throws the next pitch. This one a hard hit into center field, chased by Emma Will. This one hits against the fence but stays inside. Will tosses it into the infield, gets relayed into Pearson. Not before a runner can score from second, putting the Raiders up 2-0 in the top of the first inning here. Dosek makes it to second base on that hit. Bringing up the second baseman for the Raiders, Sage Hoing. For her first time up to bat, runner on second, one out still. This one ball high. Dosek goes to steal third, makes it easy. Ball past the catcher. Next pitch comes in from Tebby. This one another ball high, just outside the box. 2-0 count. Hard hit into right field. Right fielder Roger Bupp gets underneath. Vic catches it, throws it into Pearson, who holds it after Dosek already makes it past home plate, scoring third run for the Raiders. Once again, Hoing flew out the right fielder Roger Bupp. That makes two outs in the inning, bringing up the catcher, Jaylish Happy. First pitch comes in, ball high, no swing. Next pitch, foul ball hits the top of the roof. Next pitch comes in. This one ball high and outside. 1-1 count. Sorry, 2-1 count for Chappie. Next pitch high. No runners on. Two outs. Next pitch, ball outside. Chappie's going to take her base on a walk. Bringing up the extra hitter, Shea Hammonds.
Extra hitter, Shea Hammonds.
Coming up with two outs here. First pitch called strike. No swing by the batter. Next pitch outside, ball one. 1-1 count, two strikes. 1-1 count, two outs for Hammonds. Runner on first, that's Jaylish Happy on first there. Next pitch comes in, called ball. Tebby winds up for her next pitch here. This one in the dirt, ball three. And here goes the next one. This one, no swing, ball four. Hammonds takes her base on a walk. advancing Chappie to second and bringing up the right fielder, Corey Gubo. First pitch in for Tubby. Called ball. Winds up again. There's the next pitch in here. This one down the middle. Strike one. Hopefully Burton can find her spot here. Get some strikes going here. Retire the ending for the Indians here. This one ground ball to the pitcher. Fielded by Tevi. Nice throw to first baseman Sophie Pearson. Sending the Indians to the dugout. Ready to start off the bottom of the first inning. And hopefully win back some of those runs that they lost. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And welcome back. This is Chase Kaiser here at the Battlegrounds of the LaFevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. As our Fort Recovery Indian softball team is taking on the Rushi Raiders here. After half inning, the Raiders are currently up 3 runs. After Reese Goop. Gubo started the Raiders off with a home run to start the game as the first batter, followed up by 2 runs off of McKenna Hoing and Kelby Dosek. Up for the Indians, first three. First, our center fielder, Emma Will, leading off for the Indians, followed by the right fielder, Audra Bupp, and the first baseman, Sophie Pearson. Be our first 3 hitters here to start the inning. Also, going on today, baseball will be playing Lincoln View at the Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio, where the Dragons play at 3 p.m. That will be on Fort Recovery Radio, so feel free to listen later to our boys and support them as they play at the Dragons Field today. Pitcher for the Raiders is McKenna Hoing. Her first pitch to Emma Will was in the dirt, ball one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss from Will. Hopefully he can get a piece of this one and get the Indians going to win back those three runs that were lost in the first inning. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Hoing winds up again. There's windup. Throws it in. Strike three. No swing by Will. That will give one out for the Raiders and bring up right fielder Audra Bupp. Hopefully start the Indians off and get on the base path. Bupp steps into the box. Ready to face her first at bat. Shows bunt, pulls it back, ball low. Steps into the box again. Next pitch high, but hit to the shortstop. Shortstop grounds it, tosses it over to first, gets bunt before she can make it. That'll be the second out for the Indians, bringing up first baseman Sophie Pearson.
First baseman Sophie Pearson.
So if you take a few practice swings before stepping into the box. Going on the rubber, ready to deliver her first pitch to Pearson. First one off speed and low, ball one. Going to deliver the next one. This one also low, ball two. Pearson thinks about the next one, doesn't swing. Ball outside. Officially hitter's count here. Pearson can be picky what she wants to swing at. Having three strikes to play with here. Pearson thought it was a ball, throws her back towards the dugout, called strike for the umpire, bringing her back to the box. Next pitch in, hits her, goes to the first base for Pearson, bringing up third baseman Maddie Guggenbiller. Hoping to advance Sophie here and make a little rally on two outs in the first inning. So Pearson takes a second at first base, letting that hit sink in a little bit. Guggenbiller steps into the box. First pitch strike, no swing. Pearson on first, two outs for the Indians. 0-1 count for Guggenbiller. This one foul ball into the netting. Home run leader for the Indians, Maddie Guggenbiller, after she got a couple this past week, setting her over the record. This hit, hard hit in the center field, line drive over the shortstop's head. Sophie's running to third, makes it there in plenty of time. Guggenbiller rounds first and makes it to second. That'll be a double for Guggenbiller. Runners on second and third for the catcher, Kylie Post, coming up to bat next for the Indians. Maddie Guggenbiller has a lot of power behind her bat, and I was very clear with that hit, making it easily to the outside fence. First pitch to Post, called strike, putting her down 0-1 in the count. Next one, hard hit, goes straight to the shortstop. Shortstop grounds it, throws it to first. In time to retire the innings for the Raiders, not allowing any runs to score for the Indians. As we transition innings, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And welcome back. We're here at the Battlegrounds. Fort Recovery Indian softball team taking on the Roosie Raiders, currently down after 1-3-0. Up for the Raiders is C.C. Borchers, third baseman. First pitch in from Tebby, the pitcher. It was low, called ball one for it. Tebby's next pitch in the strike zone, making it a 1-1 count on Borchers. Next pitch in. This one outside. This Raiders team is very good at it. They've had some powerful bats so far, so we're going to make sure we keep them the strikes in here. Try to keep stuff from going. Next hit from Borchers. Hard hit. Chased down by center field and right fielders, but makes it over the fence. That's the second home run for the Raiders in this game. Barely over that fence, but it did make it. And that'll set the give the Raiders one in this inning and bring up the first home run hitter, Reese Gubo, the top of the lineup here. Well, it looks like we are taking a we'll take a break here. It looks like we're gonna be switching our pitcher, and that'll be Jenna Holman will be taking over for Brittany Tebby, so we will take a break and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
And welcome back. We're here at the Baseball Softball Complex, where our softball team is playing the Rishi Raiders here this afternoon. Taking over the top of the second inning is Jenna Holm as a pitcher, facing the top of the lineup for the Raiders, Reese Gubo. After two pitches, the count is even at 1-1 for Holman. Gubo's first time up, she hit a home run over the center field fence to start off the first inning. This time she hits ground ball to second baseman Kayla Heitkamp, who grounds it and throws it over to the first baseman Sophie Pearson, giving one out for the Indians and bringing up the second batter, Simone Putoff. Putoff steps in the box, ready to face Holman for the first time this game. Her first time up, she hit a line drive that Brittany Tebby was able to reach out and grab. First pitch in, strike one. Put it off in the box again. Next pitch coming. This one swing, just a little half swing, but it came around. Strike two, no contact with the ball. Next pitch from Holman comes in. This one Putoff gets a tip piece of this one, sends it down the first base line, picked up foul by Pearson, putting her back into the box, facing another pitch. Next pitch in from Jenna Holman. Once again, this one goes foul towards the Raiders' dugout, bounces off a few of the teammates. Holman once again on the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one high. That'll be the first ball. Jenna's next pitch is in. This one, strike three. No swing by the batter. Hard throw down the middle. And that'll make the second out for the Raiders, bringing up the pitcher, McKenna Hoying, for her next at-bat. Hoying's first time up. She singled. Bo's able to score. First pitch against Holman, strike. Next pitch, Holman gets a piece of it, but fouls it off the third baseline towards the Indians' dugout. Now down 0-2 in the count is Hoying. Hopefully Jenna Holman can throw one in here. Get three outs for the Indians. This one grounded. Stop got in front of by Callie Wendell, but she bobbled it a little bit, allowing Hoying to get to first and bringing Kelby Dosek up into the box. Dosek's last time up, she hit a second. She hit a double into the right field, outfield. This time up, she's going to be facing two outs with a runner on first here and a new pitcher. First pitch is in, no swing, strike one. Next pitch from Holman. This one up into the second baseman, Kayla Heikamp. She underhands it, throws it too high for Sophie to grab while keeping her feet on the base. Gets the ball, but isn't able to come down fast enough before Dosek makes it to first. Up for the Raiders is Sage Hoying, the second baseman. Hard ground ball to shortstop Callie Wendell, who grounds it, throws it over to first. Stretched by Pearson at first, able to get her in time. That's three outs for the Indians. And bringing to the bottom of the second inning, we will take a break and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back. Here we are here at the Battlegrounds with Chase Kizer at the Fort Recovery High School varsity softball game as the team plays the Roosie Raiders here. After 1.5 innings, the Raiders are up 4-0 of the Indians. Up for the Indians is the shortstop, Callie Wendell, who will be followed by left fielder Ava Shane, and second baseman, Kayla Heitkamp, as the first three for the Indians here in the bottom of the second. Wendell's made some good plays on defense, having two or three ground balls that she threw over to first get people out. As her first time off to bat, she nicks the ball just in the top of it, sends into the ground of the pitcher, who's able to ground it and throw it to first, sending Wendell back to the dugout, bringing Ava Shane up, facing one out, no one on base. Hopefully she can get on and get the Indians moving for the bottom of the inning here. First pitch in the dirt. No swing from Shane. McKenna Hoyne still pitching for the Raiders. Second pitch also in the dirt. Catcher lost the ball in its glove. Ava Shane steps back into the box. Next pitch from Hoyne down the middle. That's strike one. 2-1 count on Shane. Next pitch comes in. This one's swinging a miss. Evens the count, 2-2. David Shane's first time up for this game. Shane thought it was outside, but it was right at the edge of the box. That's strike three, sending her back to the dugout and bringing up the second baseman, Kayla Heitkamp, for her first at-bat. Coach Kerry Shane telling her to be confident in that box and to contact the ball and get the innings moving here. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Hoyne gets into a windup again. Here comes the pitch. This from the outside of the box, strike two. Our Indians are being a little picky with the pitches, but whatever's close needs to get hit. And Heitkamp does just that, hits a ground ball to the shortstop, who makes an error, fumbles it, and then makes throw in the dirt to the first baseman, allowing Heitkamp to get to first and get the Indians moving here. Jenna Holman up to bat now at the bottom of the lineup for the Indians. Kayla Heitkamp is on first. Heitkamp steals second on a pass ball past the catcher. But Holman did swing, and that would be strike one. Holman steps back into the box again, ready to face the next pitch. Swing down the middle, strike two, no swing. Now she has to protect that box. With two strikes, two outs, anything close needs to go. Here comes the pitch. Swing, ground ball to the shortstop, who grounds it, throws it over to first. Right before Holman gets there, that'll be three outs. And bringing up the Raiders to start off the third inning. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And welcome back. You're just joining us. This is Chase Geiser here at the Fort Recovery Baseball and Softball Complex. Our Indian softball team is currently down to the Rushi Raiders 4-0 after two innings. Some other action going on today. Baseball will be playing Lincoln View at Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio, where the Dayton Dragons play. That'll be a 3 p.m. start, and that'll also be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio, so I encourage you to go listen to that this afternoon. Or if you can make it down there, feel free to go down and support our boys. Some upcoming games this week. On Tuesday, baseball will be at St. Henry. That'll be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio. And on Thursday, the softball game against Minster will be broadcasted here on Sports Stream 2. And the baseball team will be at Minster, and that'll be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio Mainstream. There will be no Friday or Saturday games this week because of high school prom on Friday night. Up to bat for the Raiders is the catcher, Jayla Chappie. Her first time up, she got walked. This time up, she's facing Jenna Holman as the pitcher, currently down 0-2 in the count. Holman steps on the rubber here. She took over for Brittany Tebbe after an inning. This next pitch right on the edge of the box, ball one. Smart pitch by Holman. See if he can get Chappie to chase it, but she didn't. Next pitch comes in. This one just gets the tip of it, sends it foul down third baseline, recovered by Maddie Guggenbiller. Foul ball, bringing Chappie back into the box, face another pitch. Next pitch comes in from Holman. This one low and outside. That's ball two. Evens the count, 2-2. Holman steps back onto the rubber. This next pitch looked good, but a little low. That'll make it a full count for the batter, Chappie. Here comes the next pitch. This one fouled off, keeping the batter alive. Next pitch gets ready for Holman here. He starts to deliver that. That'll be a ball low, allowing Chappie to take her base on balls. And bringing up the extra hitter, Shay Hammonds. Hammonds' first time up. She also got walked on balls. Facing Holman here. She is currently down 0-1 in the count. Chappie's on first. There's no outs for the Raiders. This next one, a hard foul ball along the right field fence. Keeping her in the box and making the count 0-2. Next pitch in from Holman. called strike three, sending Hammonds into the dugout and bringing up the right fielder, Corey Gubo. Hammonds wasn't very happy at that call, but looked good from up here. Oh, they one out on the Raiders, runner on first. Gubo up in the box. First pitch high. Gubo goes, swings at it. Another strike one. Next pitch in from Holman. This one bunted. Matt Gubo, third baseman, grounds it, throws it too high to Kayla Heitkamp at first. She goes, grabs it out of the foul territory, throws it towards home, throws it over their head. A little rough go for the Indians there. Allowing Shafi to score. Indians are taking a little huddle at the middle. Coach Shane looks like she's telling them to calm down a little bit and just focus on what they're doing and make sure we make smart plays with the ball on the field. On that play of events there, Corey Gubo ends up making all the way around to third base off of errors pretty much. Our Indians got a little frazzled there, and you focus on our throws here. Make sure we're not giving them any easy bases here. CC Borchers bunts the ball down. As she's running down the baseline, she kicks the ball. That'll be an out. They'll be calling her out then. Interference with that ball for the Indians. That'll be two outs, bringing Reese Gubo, top of the lineup, back up. First pitch in from Holman is high. Once again, runner on third, two outs. Next pitch in. This one inside, no swing, the ball two. Home once again gets into a windup, there's the next pitch. This one high. Still needs to focus here, get in that strike zone. Put a little pressure on the batter. Next pitch in from Holman. No swing, smart on the batter's part. Called strike one. Make count 3-1, two outs. Gubo into the box. Holman into a windup. Next pitch fouled off. That makes the count full. Holman fighting back from a 3-0 count. One more strike and the Indians will go into the dugout bat. Next pitch comes in. Ooh, it's a high. Looked high from up here, but it was called strike. That'll be three outs, and it'll let the Indians go in. The bat to start off the bottom of the third inning. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaupp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And welcome back here to the softball game, as our Indians are taking on the Roosie Raiders. Up to bat first for the Indians, Zemma Will. First pitch comes in, ground ball to third baseman. She fumbles that one, doesn't make it to first on time, allowing Will to get to first. And bringing up the second batter, Audrey Buff. Audrey Buff's first up at bat here. She bunts the ball. That one's recovered and thrown to first, getting her out, but advancing Will to second base. And bringing up the third batter, Sophie Pearson, the first baseman. Sophie's first pitch she faces here. Ball low. Once again, Emma Will on second. One out. Sophie Pearson up to bat. Next pitch, strike. Right at the bottom of the box there. Next one, a high fly ball infield. Right underneath the shortstop, who catches that one, sending Pearson back to the dugout. That's two outs. Third baseman Maddie Guggenbiller is up to bat. Her first time up, she hit a hard double into the center field. Hopefully she can do that again, possibly get Emma Will home. Off-speed pitch, Maddie swings too early, but does allow Will to steal third here. Next pitch is in. This one outside evens the count at 1-1 for Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller steps back into the box again. Next pitch is in. This one she gets just underneath of it, fouls it up into the netting. Hopefully Maddie can get a piece of this one and get the Indians moving here. Currently down 5-0 versus the Raiders, bottom of the third inning. She gets a piece of that one, doesn't over the left field fence though. That'll be a foul ball. Straightens that one out a little bit. That'll easily be a home run for Guggenbiller. Two outs currently. Runner on third. Next pitch is in. Gets a good piece of this one right over the glove of the center fielder. Hits the center field fence. Emma Will scores. And Guggenbiller makes it to second. That's her second double this game in two times up. Guggenbiller's bat is definitely one that's very important to the Indians here. And she has some hard hits that are beneficial to this team. Emma will score there. That's the first for the Indians. Up to bat is the catcher, Kylie Post. Her first time up, she grounded out to the shortstop. First pitch is in, ball one. Post steps back into the box again. Next pitch is in. This one low and in the dirt. Hoying still the pitcher for the Raiders. That's McKenna Hoying. Her next pitch is in. And a line drive straight back to her at the pitcher at the mound there. And that'll be a third out. Sending our Indians back onto the field. Start the top of the fourth inning here. So we will take a break and be back right after that.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
And welcome back here. We're at the Battlegrounds. It's Chase Kaiser here at the Baseball and Softball Complex, the Peaver Family Baseball and Softball Complex. Starting the top of the fourth inning will be Simone Putoff, the shortstop, who's batting first for the Raiders. Raiders are currently up 5-1 over our Indians. Jenna Holman is the pitcher for the Indians. First pitch in. Ground ball, second baseman Kayla Heitkamp. She fields that nicely, throws it over to Pearson. That'll be the first out. Indians need to get some momentum here, get moving. Fast defensive sessions and some long offensive sessions to what we need to get back in this game here. Next up for the Raiders is the pitcher, McKenna Hoying. Her last time up, she got onto the base path off of a shortstop error. This time up, first pitch from Holman, be strike one. Holman steps back under the rubber. Delivers her next pitch. This one, no swing by the batter. Strike two, right down the center. Holman scored on one for two last at-bats. This next one looks like it slipped out of the hand of Holman. Lands a few feet in front of that plate. That'll be ball one. Holman's next pitch comes in. This one a hard hit. Shortstop Callie Wendell grounds it. Throw is good, but just short of Pearson, allowing Hoying to get on to first base there. That'll bring up Kelby Dosek, the first baseman for the Raiders. Hoying on first. One out for the Raiders. pitches in from Holman. This one a little high. That would be ball one. Next pitch in from Holman. Ground ball, third baseman, babbled by Matty Bugenbeller, who doesn't get it in time. Throws it low. Slipping Pearson chasing that one into foul territory. Grabs it and pulls it in. Not before Hoyne can make it around to third base. Dosek makes it on to first. Off that air from third baseman. Second baseman Sage Hoyne up in the box for the Raiders. Runners on first and third, one out. Pitch comes in from Holman. Right down the middle, strike one. Throw from the catcher down to third baseman Matt Gugenbeller. Hoyne gets back easily, and Dosek steals second. 0-1 count on Sage Hoyne. Pitches in. This one fouled off into the netting. I'll put the batter down, 0-2 in the count. Hopefully Holman can throw one in here in the strike zone. Right out of reach of batter and send her back to the dugout. Next pitch is a little high. That's ball one. Runs once again on second and third. Next one hit way up in the air. Sophie Pearson, the first baseman, gets underneath that and catches that. Now it'll be two outs now. Once again, runners on second and third, bringing up the catcher, Jayla Shappy, as the next batter for the Raiders. Shappy's last time up to bat. She out walked before making around the base path, scoring the fifth run for the Raiders. This time up, first pitch is a high fly ball to center fielder. Emma Will gets underneath that one. That'll be three outs. And finish. That'll end the top of the fourth inning and bring in the Indians for the next after this break.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
And welcome back. This is Chase Kizer here at the Battlegrounds at the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. Our softball team is currently down to the Roushey Raiders 5-1 after 3.5 innings. Up for the Indians is the shortstop, Callie Wendell, followed by left fielder Ava Shane and second baseman Kayla Heitkamp here. McKenna Hoyne, still a pitcher for the Raiders. She sets the ball into the rubber ready to deliver her first pitch. First one was bunted by Wendell straight into the ground. Called foul by the umpire. That'll be an 0-1 count, putting her back in the box. Wendell ready to pitch next pitch here. This one fouled off into the netting. Now down 0-2 in the count. Needs to protect the base. Protect the plate. Next pitch in from Hoing. Wendell thinks about it. Lets it go. Ball outside. Next pitch in, ball low. Now even the count at 2-2. Next pitch in from Hoing. This one a hard ground ball. Shortstop who gets in front of it. First baseman pulled her foot off the bag on the throw, allowing Callie Wendell to be safe at first there. Bringing up senior Ava Shane, left fielder. Ava's last time up, she struck out looking on a outside pitch. This time facing no outs and runner on first. Hopefully she puts on a play. Callie Wendell steals second. Third down from the catcher was just about perfect, but not in time for Wendell, who made it 2 seconds in time and is safe there. Shane steps back in the box, ready to face her next pitch. Hard ground ball to the shortstop, who dove after, keeping the ball from going into the outfield. Wasn't able to make a play on any of the runners. That'd be a good first hit for Ava Shane. And brings up the second baseman, Kayla Heitkamp. Her last time up, she got into first base after an error from the shortstop. Hopefully she puts on a play. Two runners here, no outs. A big opportunity for the Indians to make up for the 4-run deficit that they're currently sitting in. She shows bunt, gets it off the top of the bat, sends it foul up off the third baseline, putting her back in the box, ready to face another pitch. Kayla's back in the box, ready for her next pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Wendell steals third, running from the catcher to third baseman. Wasn't in time. Wendell makes it home. That'll be the second run scored for the Indians. Ava Shane around second, and then makes it to third. The Rushi defense there seemed a little confused what was happening and ended up giving up a run and getting to a runner on to third there. They're going to take a little powwow at the pitcher's mound. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
And we're back. Kayla Heitkamp still up to bat for the Indians. Count currently is at 0-2. No outs. Callie Wendell scored, and Ava Shane advanced to third on that last turn of events there for the Indians. Next pitch into Heitkamp. She fouls off high into the netting here behind the plate, keeping her in the box. Hoing on the river again, ready to deliver her next pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss from Heitkamp. That'll send her into the dugout. That'll be the first out. Bringing up the pitcher, Jenna Holman. Jenna's last time up. I didn't mark what she did, but it was the last out of the inning. This time up, first one, swing and a miss. That'll be strike one. Hopefully she can get a piece of this and score Ava and get on base. Next pitch in from Hoing. That's inside. That'll be ball one. Even the count, 1-1. Next pitch in. This one is swing. Jenna Holman hits it right to the pitcher who stops. Ava Shane takes off towards home. Pitcher charges home, going after Ava. Ava turns to go back, slips, falls on the ground. She's tagged out. That'll be two outs. Holman makes it to first. Bringing up the top of the lineup, Emma Will. Pinch runner, number 8, Hannah Urban, is going to be running for Holman here on the base path. Once again, Will in the box. Two outs for the Indians. Swing and a miss. Hannah Irvin steals second. Throw her down by the catcher. She gets underneath that tag from the shortstop. Safe at second. Irvin stuttered on the base path, but was able to get there and not be able to get tagged out by that shortstop, keeping the Indians in this inning. Next pitch in the dirt from Hoing. Makes the count 1-1 for Will. Next pitch in from Hoing. This one foul down the third baseline. One, two count for the Indians. Two outs. Next pitch in. This one outside, no swing. 2-2. We have a runner on second. Next pitch. Gets a piece of this one. Sends it right over the umpire's head into left field. Easily makes it on the first base, advances Irvin to third, and bringing up the right fielder, Audrey Bupp. Audrey's last time up, she bunted in, but her butt was recovered by the pitcher, thrown to first base. She shows bunt this time before the pitch is delivered. Pulls her bat back, swings it, sends it high, fly ball. The second baseman catches that one. That'll be the third out of the inning. And sending the Indians back to the dugout to get their gloves and come back out to start the top of the fifth inning. So we will take a break and we'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travel. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TVs, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4888.
And welcome back to the softball game here at the Battlegrounds. First batter up was the extra hitter, Jay Hammond. Grounds that one back to the pitcher for the first out, bringing up Corey Gubo, the right fielder, up to bat. Her last time up, she singled but made it to third base before the inning was retired. This time up, currently count 1-1. Jenna Holman's the pitcher for the Indians still. Next pitch comes in. Swing and a miss by Gubo. That makes the count 1-2. Next pitch in from Holman. This one's fouled off by Gubo into the netting. Keeping the count at 1-2. Holman's next pitch is in. It's called strike 3. That'll send Gubo back to the dugout. Second out for the Indians, and bringing up C.C. Borchers, third baseman for the Raiders. Her last time up, she bunted the ball, but kicked it while she was running down the base path, causing a second out of that inning. And time before that, her first time up, she hit a home run. Holman's first pitcher this time, be a ball high and outside. Borcher steps back into the box. Next pitch. Strike down the middle. That'll even the count at 1-1. Next pitch. Hard hit into right field by Borcher. Grounded by the right fielder, Audrey Buff, relays it in to Callie Wendell at second base. Borchers makes it to first, but no farther than that. That brings up the start leadoff batter for the Raiders, Reese Gubo, the center fielder. hard hit right past the pitcher, but recovered by Callie Wendell at shortstop, who steps on second, getting the force out on Morshers, and that'll end the inning for the Raiders. Raiders currently up 5-2 over the Indians after 4.5 innings. Indians will step into the dugout, bring out the bats, and they'll go on after this break after BU Floral.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to join all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Chase Kaiser here at the LeFever Family Baseball and Softball Complex as our varsity softball team is taking on the Rushi Raiders, currently down 5-2 after 4.5 innings. Indians are up to bat, being led off by the first baseman, Sophie Pearson, followed by third baseman, Matty Guggenbiller, and the catcher, Kylie Post. McKenna Hoying still the pitcher for the Raiders. Her first pitch into Pearson was a ball, making the count 1-0 to start up. Next one, a swing and a miss, that evens the count 1-1. Pearson gets ready in the box again. No swing, balls in the dirt there. That'll make it 2-1 count for Pearson. Horn gets ready on the mound again. Ready to deliver next pitch. Just want a little blooper to the shortstop. He grabs that out of the air. That'll be the first out for the Indians, bringing up Matty Guggenbiller, third baseman. Maddie's last time up, and her first time, both times she hit a hard hit into the outfield, giving her doubles on each of those. Hopefully she can do that again, get the Indians moving here. First pitch, strike one. Maddie steps back into the box. Low off speed. This one's fouled off into the left field foul territory there. Putting her down 0-2 in the count. Maddie takes a little breather before stepping back in the box here. Pulling gets ready on the rubber. Next pitch is in. This one right off the hand of Guggenbiller. She's in pain down there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after that.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Your home is your castle. The key of a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Bracken with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
And we are back. Indians have two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Catcher Kylie Post up to bat. She gets a nice little ball over the third baseman's head in the left field there. Makes it on the first base. Bringing up the shortstop, Callie Wendell. Her last time up, she singled before running around the bases, scoring the second run for the Indians. Wendell's in the box. First pitch. Little fly ball right over the shortstop's head into shallow center field. Advancing Post to second and getting Callie Wendell on first. Not a huge hit, but it made a big difference in getting runners on base and hopefully getting runners around the base path here. Left fielder Ava Shane's up to bat next. Her last time up, she singled. And made it to third before getting tagged down third baseline, third base path. A little off-speed pitch by the pitcher. Ava chases it, but it doesn't make contact. That'll be strike one. Runs on first and second for the Indians. Next one inside. Ava gets the ball right on the handle of the bat. Knocks it foul down the right field line. Now put our runners back on first and second and put Ava back in the box to face another pitch. Count currently 0-2. Next pitch in. This one low right in between the legs of the catcher. Callie Wendell wanted to steal. Callie Post on second, didn't go. So she had to go back. Catcher threw to first, but Wendell's able to get back in time. Ava Shane steps back into the box. Pitch comes from Hoying. This one right down the line, picked up foul by the catcher. Once again, sending the runners back to first and second, Ava back to the box. Ava's really fighting here, staying in the count. Hopefully we can get a piece of one, get our runners moving here. Point gets in her windup. Ava pokes this one out, in between the shortstop's legs. Umpire calls out, it looks like interference by the base runner. That'll cause three outs and retire the inning for the Raiders. Raiders step back in their box into their dugout, get their bats out, and the Indians will get their gloves out and come back into the base path. We'll take a break, and we're back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And welcome back here at the softball game as our Indians are taking on the Roosie Raiders. After five, Indians are down 5-2. There's a pitching substitution for the Indians. Sophie Pearson takes over for Jenna Holman at the mound. Up for the Raiders is the shortstop Simone Putoff, followed by the pitcher McKenna Hoyt and the first baseman Kelby Dosek. If looking for something to do this afternoon, our Fort Recovery Varsity Baseball team will be playing Lincoln View at Day Air Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio. That's where the Dayton Dragons play. That'll be a 3 p.m. start, so they'll be getting going here in about an hour and a half. And that'll be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio, so encourage you to go over and listen to that. Or if you're down at the game, support our boys there. Simone Putoff, first batter for the Raiders, as I said, steps into the box, ready to face Pearson here. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls it back. That'll be ball one. Jenna Holman takes over for Pearson at first base. And Pearson takes over for Holman at pitcher. Next pitch comes in. This one high, ball two. Pearson gets ready on the rubber again here. Putoff shows bump, pulls it back. This one across the ground, that's ball three. Pearson needs a fight back here. Take control of this count again. Next pitch comes in from Pearson. That one's a strike. It's 3-1 count. Next pitch in from Pearson. This one ball outside. Putoff will take her base on balls. Bringing up the pitcher, McKenna Hoying, her last time up. She singled off an error from our third baseman. Or shortstop, sorry. This time up. First pitch in from Pearson, strike right down the middle. Pearson's next pitch comes in. This one fouled off into the netting. Make the count 0-2. Simone put off on first. McKenna Hoying in the box. Here's the next pitch. This one called strike three by the umpire. Hoeing wasn't happy about that call, but sends her back into the dugout. That'll be the first out for the Indians, bringing up Kelby Dotsek, the first baseman, as the next batter. Her last time up, she got on to first base off an error from the second baseman. Pearson's pitch this time. This one's a little low. Throw from post down to second as Putoff stole second. She's safe. Tag goes too, a little too late. Throw second to box. Pearson gets ready to deliver her next pitch here. This one fouled high off the netting behind her. Evens the count at 1-1. Just like in the box, Pearson getting ready at the mound. This one ball low, making the count 2-1. Pearson gets ready for the next pitch. This one right down the middle, that's strike two. This next step back into the box. Pearson delivers her next pitch. This one called strike three. Looked good from up here. Pitcher or the hitter wasn't very happy with that one, but call goes. That's two outs now for the Raiders. Bringing up the second baseman, Sage Hoeing. Hoeing's last time up. She popped the ball up to our first baseman who grabbed that. Time before that, grounded out to third baseman and flew out to right field. Time before that. Pearson's first pitch in, that's called strike one. Winds up, delivers the next one. Hoeing shows bunt, doesn't pull it back. That's strike two, no contact. Putoff deals third. No throw from the catcher, a smart move with two outs here and two strikes on the hitter. Here's the next pitch. Down the middle, called strike three. Nice pitch from Pearson. That'll send Sage Hoeing back into the dugout. Three outs and send the Indians in to grab their bats to start off the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
And welcome back. We're here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Our second baseman, Kayla Heitkamp, is up to bat. First pitch comes in from Hoeing, a swing and a miss. That's balls a little low. They're called strike one. One gets right in the mound, delivers your next pitch. This one, another strike. That's strike two. One gets right on the mound again. Heitkamp in the box. Next pitch comes in, a swing and a miss. That'll send her back into the dugout on a strikeout. Jenna Holman up into the box for her next at-bat. Last time up, she singled. Steps into the box. First pitch comes in. This one inside. It's ball one. Goes ready to face her next pitch. Pitch comes in. This one a swing inside, but knocks it into the center field in the ground ball. Holman makes it to first base. Ball's relayed into the shortstop. Brings us back to the top of our lineup with center fielder Emma Will. She's singling her last time at bat. Emma Will in the box. First pitch comes in, no swing. That's called strike one. Pitcher gets ready on the mound. Next pitch, this one's slow, off-speed one. Swing and miss, that's strike two. Home went, stole second. Now we'll get ready, needs to protect the plate here. Swing a hard ground ball to shortstop, grounded that one, throws it over to first. Holman goes towards third. Throw from first baseman to the third baseman. That's a double play. Gets Holman out at third. That'll finish the inning for the Indians. Currently down 5-2 after six innings. They'll grab their gloves and to start the seventh inning after we take a break.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
And welcome back. Once again, this is Chase Kaiser here at the Battlegrounds at the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. The Rushi Raiders are above our Indians 5-2 right now, starting off the top of the seventh. Up to bat for Rushi is the catcher, Jay LaChappie. Chappie's last time up. She flew out to center field. Tuffy Pearson, the pitcher for the Indians. Steppy stuff back in the box. Pearson gets into a windup. Pitch bounces off the plate. That's ball number two. Pearson once again gets ready. Next pitch comes in. This one high. Chappie in the Box once again, Piercing Gay Radio. 3-0 count. This one, nice strike down the middle. That'll make it a 3-1 count. So if he needs to fight back here, take control of this count here, not lose the batter. Next pitch comes in. Right on top of the strike zone, but called ball, letting her. Runner goes to first, bringing up the extra hitter, Shea Hammonds. Last time up, she grounded out. Hammonds steps into the box. Pitch from Pearson comes in. That's called strike one right down the middle. Nice pitch from Pearson. One runner on for the Raiders. No outs. Pearson gets ready to deliver next pitch. This one in the dirt. Kylie Post struggles to find that one. Gets lost beneath her. Chappie steals second on that. One count for Hammonds. Pearson delivers the next pitch. This one down the middle again, strike two. One more from Pearson, and he'll send Hammonds back to the dugout. That one's high. Even to count 2-2. Pearson gets into a windup. Here's the pitch. Ground ball from Hammonds to the second baseman, Kayla Heitkamp. Throws it over to first to Jenna Holman. Tags first, forces Hammonds out. That'll be the first of this inning. Chappie makes her way around to third. Up next for the Raiders is Corey Gubo, the right fielder. Struck on her last at-bat. Pearson throws the first one in. This one's ball right into the right field. Grounded by Audrey Bupp. Relayed into our second baseman. Chappie's able to score on that. That'll give the Raiders 6 runs. Runner on first for CC Borchers, third baseman up next. So if he delivers that pitch in, that's called strike one, first pitch. CC Borchers stuff back into the box. Tries to lay down a bunt. This one goes foul. Grabbed by our catcher, Kylie Post. Pearson delivers your next pitch. This one bounces in front of the plate. Called ball. Gubo advances to second. One, two count for Borchers. Pearson goes next pitch. This one looked good, no call. That'll even count 2-2. Bounces out of the glove, Post. Gubo makes it to third. Next pitch in from Pearson. So a hard ground ball. gathered by Callie Wendell. The shortstop, her throw is just short to the first baseman, Jenna Holman. Borchers stays at first. Gubo scores from third. Bringing up top of the lineup for the Raiders, sorry, Reese Gubo. Gubo steps into the box here. Pitch comes in from Pearson. She shows bunt, doesn't make contact. Throw from Kylie Post down to second baseman, or to the shortstop at second base, Callie Wendell. Doesn't make in time to get CC Borchers, so she stays on second. Reese Gubo again is the one in the box. Next pitch in from Pearson. Fouled off. That'll make the count 0-2. Runner on second, one out. Pearson's next pitch comes in. Again, ball low. 1-2 count on Gubo. One more for Pearson. Send Gubo back to the dugout. That was just outside, even to the count, 2-2. Here comes the next one. This one a hard hit by Gubo into right field, chased underneath by Audrey Bupp. She gets that one. That'll be two outs. Borchers tags up and runs the third. He needs to now have two outs. Up for the Raiders is a shortstop, Simone Putoff. She faces two outs and runs on a third. Pearson winds up, throws her first pitch. This one looks like slightly inside. The ball one. Off once again, steps into the box. Pitch comes in from Pearson. Hard ground ball, grounded by Callie Wendell, throws over to Jenna Holman at first, gets it in time. That is three outs for the Indians, sending them into the dugout to hit for the last time. Hopefully they can get their bats out, make up for the five-run deficit they're in. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and your family from the risk you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't just depend on anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And welcome back. We're here at the Battlegrounds at the Baseball and Softball Complex. Indians taking on the Raiders here in softball action on Saturday afternoon. Bottom of the seventh inning, Audrey Bupp leading it off for the Indians. Indians currently down 7-2. Plenty of time for them to come back here. Some good hits. Looks like Hoyne's still pitching for the Raiders. Been pitching all day. Up gets ready to go. Steps into the box. Her first pitch comes in. This one off the ground. That'll be ball one. Horn gets ready on the mound again. Bop is ready in the box. Pitch comes in. This one a hard hit into left field. Right underneath the left fielder, though. That was grabbed, and that's going to be out one for the Indians. Bring up number three batter in the lineup, the first baseman, Sophie Pearson. Pearson, last time out, time up, she flew out to the shortstop. First pitch hits her. That'll send her to first base. The second time she's been hit today. Maddie Guggenbiller, cleanup batter. Up with one out, runner on first here. Pitch comes in. Hard hit. That one falls just foul. Off the right field line. Sending Guggenbiller back to the box. Guggenbiller steps into the box once again. Someone gets near a windup, throws the ball. This one fouled off by Guggenbiller. Making the count 0-2. Next pitch in. This one outside. Pearson steals second. Makes it in plenty of time. One, two count for Guggenbiller. Hopefully Matt can get a piece of this one. Send it out in the field. That's a foul ball off the mask of the catcher. Manifest back into the box. Next pitch comes in. This one, strike three. Guggenbiller right on the edge of the box. Thought about swinging, didn't go all the way around. Now make two outs, bringing up the catcher, Kylie Post. Post steps into the box. First pitch comes in for her. This one, strike one. Pearson steals third. Makes it there. Tag comes around too late. Swing winds up on the mound. There's a ball. This one fouled off by Post. That makes the count 0-2. Once again, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Needs something to happen here. Keep the Indians going. Little change up. Sends Kylie Post to the dugout and ending the game. Indians down 7-2 versus Rishi. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with a little wrap-up after that.
Park Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
And welcome back. Here at the, as the Indians softball team fell to the Rushi Raiders 7-2 in a tough loss. Rushi was a good team. The Indians just fell just short, but they did what they can. If you're looking for some upcoming games to listen to, the baseball will be playing Lincoln View today at Day Air Ballpark in, at the Dayton Dragons Field. That's today at 3 p.m., so about an hour. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, so feel free to listen over to that. Upcoming next week, on Tuesday, the baseball game at St. Henry will be broadcasted here on Fort Recovery Radio on the Main Street. And then on Thursday, the softball game versus Minster will be here on Sports Stream 2. And the baseball game at Minster will be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio Mainstream. Once again, there will be no games on Friday or Saturday night because of high school prom being on Friday. So we once again thank you for listening and get ready for the games next week, and hopefully our softball team can come back and pull off a win in this upcoming in these upcoming games. So we thank you for listening. This has been Fort Recovery Radio.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.